Drier air is moving back across the Midwest today, and we'll likely see the stage set for a couple of days of field working opportunity for those areas that have not seen a lot of hefty rainfall here recently. The situation varies greatly across the Midwest. A lot of locations are saturated or nearly saturated. There are areas that are not quite so wet, and those are the ones that will be in the fields at least for a brief period of time, perhaps over the next couple of days. We don't expect any kind of aggressive field work because there is still a lot of moisture around and it's still somewhat cool across parts of the region. But as we go forward through the weekend, there will be another opportunity for precipitation coming across the region, and another yet expected to next week. We'll expect the temperatures today to warm up a little bit better, but not be quite as warm as they have been. The lows this morning were mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, a few 30s occurring from portions of the Central Plains and Central Iowa northward into the upper parts of the Midwest. Well, the forecast is going to promote additional precipitation for parts of the region as we go out into the next 7 days, and the situation will not be ideal by any means for parts of the lower Midwest to see much in the way of aggressive fieldwork, if any occurs at all in some locations. The first storm system that will impact the region is expected to begin to push across a part of the region as we get into the heart of the weekend. This first disturbance is going to impact the western Corn Belt as early as tomorrow night, and at that point we'll likely see showers and a few thunderstorms to develop from parts of Kansas and Missouri into Wisconsin. A lot of the precipitation, though, will hold off until we get close to Sunday morning, so that gives us most of the day today and most of the day tomorrow for drying conditions across the majority of the Midwest. Some of the eastern Midwest this morning is still dealing with cloudiness and cool conditions with some drizzle and a little bit of shower activity, but for the most part, the precipitation will be over here as we move to the afternoon and clearing skies will occur there. Well, this disturbance in the western Corn Belt on Saturday night, Sunday morning will work its way across the central and eastern portions of the Midwest as we go through the day Sunday and into Monday morning. The system will be quick to move across the Midwest once again. The moisture totals are not expected to be heavy, but there will be enough precipitation to maintain wet conditions for many locations across the region. The next system that comes in behind it is expected to be maybe a little bit more organized, a little bit more aggressive for parts of the region, but we will have a brief break of another day or two without precipitation occurring, and temperatures will turn warmer as we wait for the next system to come across the region. That next system will be in the western Corn Belt as we get out into the day on Wednesday, and it will work its way eastward Thursday and Friday, and the precipitation will be quick moving, and again, not necessarily heavy rain producer, so we'll likely see only a disruption to farming activity for a while. And as we get into some drier air at the end of next week, probably see some farmers back into the fields again a little bit more quickly. Precipitation frequency and intensity during the period from the 18th through the 25th will likely be much less than it has been across the lower Midwest, Delta, and southeastern states. Temperatures across the area this weekend are expected to be a little bit on the mild side. Highs today will be in the 40s and 50s in the Great Lakes region, and 60s will occur in the lower Midwest. Tomorrow, mostly 50s and 60s across the area, with some 70s near and to the west and south of the Missouri River. Well, temperatures will warm as we move into Sunday and Monday, but the precipitation will interfere with that warm-up. We'll likely see a lot of 60s and lower 70s. Low temperatures at night will be non-threatening as we move forward through this next several-day period. Most readings will be in the 30s and 40s, with even a few 50s ahead of the frontal system late this weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.